brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Let's Talk Small Business. We are in a new year, 2015, and I really want to welcome you back. We're excited, a new year, a new day, realizing tomorrow. And I'm joined with our MBIC chair from the Georgia Minority Supplier Development Council, Ms. Sylvia Neely David. Sylvia, welcome. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Stacy. Thanks for letting me come in and share this moment with you. This is exciting.
It is exciting. We're starting a new year. And for the benefit of our listeners, we're excited to be joining you again in this new year. We kicked off for Let's Talk Small Business last year in the May timeframe. We've had a lot of fun. Over the year, and we're excited about this year. And so for those of you that are new, potentially listening, Let's Talk Small Business is the place for small business entrepreneurs. We bring you relevant topics and issues that are of interest. We bring you the things that you can't get anyplace else. We had some exciting topics last year.
I was about to say that. We had some interesting things to talk about.
You know, I think that, you know, the film industry, everyone was pretty hot on that film industry.
Everybody's still excited about that. And that was a good icebreaker to talk about it.
And we're going to do some follow-up with the film industry. We had some folks from SBA with us last year.
Definitely.
We had some folks from other organizations. We had just a whole list of relevant topics and exciting guests last year. But I will tell you, for those of you that may not know, GMSDC is celebrating 40 years this year.
Hey,
40 years old. That's about where I'm at. It's pretty close in that area. And so for 40 years, we've got a lot planned for the 40th anniversary. So we're going to have a power-packed year. You don't want to miss it. You want to tune in every Tuesday at 11:30 to Let's Talk Small Business. You want to stream on that computer, on your phone. You don't want to miss it. And so
these are the kinds of conversations that MBEs love.
You can't
get this kind of dialogue a lot of times in another forum. So this is really good dialogue. So We're excited that this platform is here and that is continuing into this new year.
And you know what? As we talk about this year, 2015, you know, our theme last year was innovate, ignite, and transform. And I think we did a lot of that. We did a lot of transforming. And so this year for the 40th, our theme is realizing tomorrow. Because tomorrow is changing.
It is changing. And from a business perspective, especially small businesses, it's a new day. We had to come to that realization last year, and we had to innovate and change who we were. And so now it's about, okay, now that we've made that transformation.
And continue tomorrow to make transformations, because I know I'm constantly changing.
Constantly. What does it look like? The landscape is changing. Competition's changing. It's a continuous process.
It's a whole new world. And so with that, realizing tomorrow and the GMSDC celebrating 40 years, everything we do this year will be geared around that theme in helping you prepare for tomorrow, today, preparing for tomorrow. And so all the programming, all the educational sessions, and we've got a lot in store. And I think the BDC, and one of the things I want to start off with talking about is the Business Development Center, which is officially opening this year.
Yay!
And so we've got programming there, classes. A lot of the classes and seminars and things are planned to be offered to help people prepare for lots of things, from financial to marketing to branding. We're going to be launching the Expert in Residence, which is going to be on Fridays, so that if you need some expertise, you've got questions on financial, you've got legal, you just need to register and there will be an expert. And let me say the F word, which is free. Free of charge. That person will be on site and available to assist you. And, you know, if you need something that's going to be in depth or in detail, of course, you may want to seek additional resources for that. But we're going to have some resources available there to help our business owners be successful in all of these areas. Branding and marketing is very key, making sure your brand is intact. So having an expert that you can go to and talk about your brand is going to be is priceless.
You know, when I hear you describe the BDC, Stacy, and just contemplating, you know, 40 years and where we are this year, it makes me think about, you know, 40 years ago. And so I'm a third generation entrepreneur.
Oh, wow.
And so I think about the fact that my parents didn't have this kind of resource available to them. They didn't have it. And so they had to figure out other ways to learn more about marketing and to get mentored and, you know, to get key industry information. There were very few of these kinds of organizations around that they could go to.
And, you know, as you know, Sylvia, one of the goals of GMSDC is to be the premier resource.
Exactly.
And so as we, again, position this year, making sure you've got a one-stop shop, you can go one place to get everything you need. You know, I need
That's
to
amazing.
Get some information here. And again, we may refer you to one of our partners, which SBA, SBDC, the Small Business Development Centers. There are a plethora of resources that we can refer you off to, but coming to one spot.
Exactly. That's a relief.
I don't have to figure out where to go.
Exactly.
GMSDC is my go-to organization for everything I need. And having that is just, it's priceless.
It is priceless. And that just says we've come a long way in the small business industry.
Yeah, I agree with you. And so as we were talking about, the BDC is one of the key things that we've got teed up first off in terms of some of the classes that are going to be offered as a business development center. We've got our annual meeting planned.
Yes.
As we look at March the 3rd, and it's going to be hosted at the Coca-Cola Company, which is our Corporation of the Year. We're excited that Coca-Cola is going to be hosting us this year. So that's going to be exciting. So
it is.
Information's going to be out there. We're going to have some great guests. It's going to be an opportunity for to interface with many of our corporate partners, so you don't want to miss that. And so that's just going to kick it off. But I think even before we get to the annual meeting, we've got a big event coming up for the MBIC as well, right?
We do. We will be having our MBEIC kickoff, and that's something we do annually. And just in conjunction with realizing tomorrow, part of what we'd like to focus on in our MBEIC kickoff is going to be more of an industry roundtable where find out, you know, what does tomorrow look like? Where are we today, and what do we need to do from an industry perspective to get our companies ready for that? And so that's going to be held on February 16. We're excited about bringing in industry leaders who are really at the top of their game and know about the industry. And you're going to see more information coming out very, very soon about the time and who those industry leaders are going to be.
Yes. And I think that is going to be hosted by one of our key partners, the Georgia Power Company, who's always there, who's always supporting. We appreciate you, Georgia Power, just like we appreciate the Coca-Cola Company. They always take such good
Absolutely.
Care of us.
They were kind enough to allow us to have this celebration with them, and they have been a real partner for us.
So as Sylvia and I continue our dialogue about 2015, I will tell you, when I think about realizing tomorrow and I think about change, Sylvia, for many of our small businesses, change is scary.
It is.
And it's very difficult to change. And so one of the things that we're positioned to do is help with that transition and help with that change, whether it be innovation, whether it be thinking out of the box, whether it be just helping your organization prepare for this new world that's coming. Because the political climate is changing.
Very different.
The economic climate is changing. Georgia's changing. We're getting ready to start our legislative session coming up on Monday. The legislative session would have pretty much getting ready to start. And so a lot of things are changing. And so how do we as small businesses prepare ourselves and be prepared to take advantage and leverage this new environment? And so GMSDC is making sure we've got all those resources available to help us do that.
Actually, what is so wonderful about GMSDC is that the MBEs are there for you as well. GMSDC has excellent programming, but on top of that, you have a group of MBEs that are everything from the very seasoned and the very large to, you know, a one-person shop. And so you can approach your fellow business owner or sister business owner and ask about some of the things that you're having challenges with. Because you're right, we're all yes. faced with changes, and change is inevitable, and it's scary.
Yep.
But you can have a conversation with someone who's probably either dealing with it right now or have yes. been through something very, very similar. I had an opportunity late yesterday to connect with one of our premier MBEs who's a very large organization. And the conversation that we had helped me. I mean, I can gain guidance for someone who is, you know, well into the hundreds of million dollar range and have been through what I've been through mm-hmm. already. And so that's the value that the MBE camaraderie brings.
That community, that family, that network.
Mm-hmm. If they haven't been through it, they can probably direct you to someone that they know that's been through it. And you can get resources and hands-on information and guidance about how to make the change from people who've already had to make it.
You know, Sylvia, you make a very good point. The whole networking, people forget about the value of having that networking.
Absolutely.
Because that networking, I can learn, I can engage someone. There's a business component to as well in that we can
exactly.
do business together, but there's always that opportunity for us to network and learn from each other.
Exactly.
And so coming to events, coming to activities, engaging others, there's that opportunity for me to get something that I need for my business.
And it might be something you're working on, and sometime as entrepreneurs, we will kind of be in a silo and we deal with our clients and we don't talk mm-hmm. about it. But just recently, we've been talking about changing offices, and we're moving from one office, and I was able to talk to someone in the construction business who could tell me about space, and that was a casual conversation that ended up going into a conversation about space. So you have to show up to these events, you have to be present, and you have to start to have these conversations because they can benefit you in a number of ways, not necessarily, you know, can I sell to you?
Yes, I agree. So with that, talking about events, so let me take a minute and talk about the calendar of events for the year. So for all of you, please go to www.gmsdc.org, and it will list the calendar of events, but let me take a minute and talk about them. We will have a list of all of the things for the Business Development Center will be online and posted. You can simply go register and attend all of the things at the Business Development Center. Outside of that, we're going to kick off our first Friday series again, with the first one being, I believe, Friday, February the 6th, where every first Friday of the month, it'll be myself, it'll be Sylvia, and someone from our board will be there available. And it's just for MBEs to talk about whatever's on your mind, talk about getting connected to GMSDC, talk about opportunities, any relevant topic. It's a perfect opportunity for you to connect with other MBEs. So use first Fridays as your opportunities to get connected. First Friday of every month, with the first one being February 6th. We have got the MBIC kickoff coming February 16th, so that is right on the heels. We've got the GMSDC annual meeting coming up March the 3rd. Followed by that, we will have our first business opportunity. We'll have business opportunity luncheon that will be in March. We'll have business, we'll be preparing for our business opportunity expo, which will be coming up in April. I think March 25th is a very important date. We've got our first executive breakfast series, which is awesome.
Yes.
Which will be kicking off with Teresa White from Aflac. She's
Excellent.
The new president of Aflac North America. And we'll be kicking off with her. That'll be, that'll be a sellout. So you want to make sure you'll come in here. Teresa White will be at the Commerce Club, back at the Commerce Club. We'll have our business opportunity luncheons again with the Atlanta Braves. And so we'll also have our Business Opportunity Expo will be again on May 4th and 5th, and it'll be at the Cobb Galleria. So I'm excited about that.
Excellent.
And then this year, planned for our 40th, we'll have the State of Minority Business, a national discussion.
That's a good discussion.
Right. Kind of talking about where we are.
Yes, definitely.
Continuing that dialogue. We do this every couple of years to kind of say, where are we? Where do we need to go? And how do we position minority businesses to really continue that growth that they've seen over the years, some more so than others, but what is it we need to be doing to help them in that growth?
I think this is a global view with the State of Minority Affairs. It's going to allow MBEs from across the country to get more of a global view of where we are, not just within your backyard in Georgia.
And I think you have to look at it globally. Our minority businesses are pretty broad.
They're
not just doing business in Georgia. They're looking at doing business nationally and globally. And I think you have to be prepared to do business globally. We've got our Spirit of Alliance Awards in the October timeframe, October.
That's always an excellent event. I highly recommend you come to the Spirit of Alliance. I enjoy it every year.
And then wrapping up the year, we've got our golf at Eastlake, as always. And then this year, we're gonna wrap up the year with a holiday celebration.
Great.
So wrapping up the 40th anniversary with a holiday celebration. So we've got, those are just some of the highlights. There are all kinds. We've got a financial, I forgot to mention,
the financial summit.
We've got the financial summit this year, which is planned in April, April the 10th. We've got the financial summit. So there's stuff throughout the year. There's just a lot of activities, making sure that we're maximizing participation events. Now, the theme this year for our business opportunity lunches is connecting minority business with the primes. Remember we talked about that.
Exactly.
Making sure that we've got the prime contractors connected to our minority suppliers.
And that works so well, Stacy, with what we're trying to do with MBEIC. You know, we are trying to make sure that MBEs know that there are a number of ways that you can go to market.
And so absolutely,
we want to focus on subcontracting, tier two, tier three, but the subcontracting as well as MBE partnerships. So that's excellent that you're focusing on that.
Yeah, I think so. And I think one of the things with the BOLs, and even we've got as part of the BOE this year, we've got a prime reception. So again, giving an opportunity for more of the primes to come out and connect with the business owners is going to be key, because again, it opens up opportunity. It gives them another avenue for doing business. And so between the BOLs and the receptions, This is the year of the prime, giving them opportunities to connect with suppliers.
So I'd like to ask all MBEs to come out. This is a perfect opportunity for you to start networking, start relationship building with primes to position yourself to do business.
So did you just throw out a challenge there? That was a challenge or throw out
That's a challenge.
Okay.
I'd like to see a large number of MBEs, and we're going to have to put a number to that, how many, and we're going to have to give a nice little prize away.
You know what? Maybe we engage our LinkedIn or Facebook, and we start doing some things with that and getting some engagement with that.
That sounds good.
The social media aspect is going to be more, we're going to be more engaged with that. Great. We've got our new director of communication, Vivian Rodriguez, will be on board. And so she will be engaging that whole social media piece of it. And so with her and working very closely with the MBIC, we've got to do some things with that social media piece.
Exactly. And social media has become, especially through LinkedIn, one of the primary ways that we connect with MBEs and let them know what activities are going on and, when to come out. We will even post opportunities if we're aware of them. So that's become a major connection point for MBEs.
You know what? And speaking of opportunities, one of the things we're kicking off this year as well is the opportunity calls. And so we're working closely with SBA and others about the opportunity calls. So we really want to figure out what's the best way that we launch and announce that with the opportunity calls and see how we get that engagement with that. And so In fact, I had a conversation yesterday at a meeting about the opportunity calls and how we launch it and how we get engagement. But it's an opportunity to hear about opportunities dialing in and hear about specific opportunities.
That's going to be excellent. Mm-hmm. That's going
to
be excellent.
And so to our listeners, you've got ideas. You've got suggestions. We want to hear your comments. You can send a message via Facebook. You can go to info@gmsdc.org. We want to hear your voice. We want to hear topics. Again, I've had conversations about potential topics for Let's Talk Small Business. We want to hear from you. We want you engaged. We want to hear from you. We want your feedback on the kind of programming and things that need to be happening for this year. So please take some time to send us a note, give us your feedback, because that's what it's about, us working on your behalf. GMSDC does not exist without our corporate members or the minority business community. We're here to serve you. And so we need to hear your voice and your feedback as we move forward. Because, again, I'm thinking out loud, the campaign that's going to be launched at the annual meeting, the We Are GMSDC campaign.
Oh, that's
good. Yes, that's going to be exciting. And then also the logo products, you know, We Are GMSDC, the
wow.
logo products. So you could walk around with We Are GMSDC.
We are.
Just think how exciting that's going to be. The hat, the shirt, the scarf, all that stuff.
The scarf?
Right now, you need a scarf.
You do.
Yeah, the temperature is hot with We Are GMS. Just think about that. That's kind of sexy with We Are GMSDC on it.
You know, and with all of this programming, we have to have your input and your participation. So, yes, we want your feedback. We want to engage you. But we also want you to show up and be a
Absolutely.
Part of what we're trying to do for small businesses, because everything that we do in the MBEIC platform and everything that you do, Stacy, for GMSDC is, you know, is for the corporate members and is for the MBEs.
It's all about helping them meet their goals either way.
Either way.
And it's about growth on both sides.
And so we need you to be engaged. We want you to show up. We want your feedback, of course, but we definitely want you to show up and participate. Get involved. If you'd like to get involved, and we would love to have you with MBEIC, please go to gmsdc.org, and there is an MBEIC tab, and you will see the leadership there. It should be there. If not, you can always call GMSDC, and they will put you directly in touch with me or anyone on the MBEIC leadership team, because we have a very, very strong leadership team.
Got a strong leadership team.
Very focused on helping their fellow MBEs. We have been very reciprocal within our leadership with opportunities. We help each other. We partner. We notify each other of opportunities that we've come across. So it's really good if you get engaged, because you become a part of this network and a part of the potential opportunities. And a part of the discussion, because, you know, we all need each other. We're connected.
I agree. And as I mentioned, you know, some of the focus is around the prime. The focus is around being the one-stop shop for resources. If there are resources out there that you need, you know, whether it's capital or connections, you know, use GMSDC as your one-stop shop, because that's what we want to be, the premier resource for helping you. This whole collaboration, it continues. Innovation continues. Because it's going to be critical for the growth for the long haul. We're going to be focused on some key industry segments, because there's growth.
Yes.
I think the MBIC has done an outstanding job with the healthcare initiative and the whole healthcare group. They've done a great job, and you've really started a momentum there.
Well, that healthcare consortium has been kind of a diamond in the rough, and we've kind of, you know, cleaned it off, and our leader in that area, Tracy Grace.
Tracy has done a great job, and she was, in fact, the healthcare show was excellent, was well received as well. They did an awesome job, because there's
exactly.
so much opportunity there.
She's taken it, and they've gone to a new level with it, and it is really a good model that I hope to expand. Because one of the things that is so attractive about the group, they've gotten together and they talk about the industry, and I've sat in on the meetings, and they talk about what's coming to town, what's leaving, who's in position, who knows who that we can refer each other to. And then they have actual examples where they have partnered, they're in contracts together.
Yeah, I mean, they've done a really outstanding job.
So it's great. I mean, it's exciting. And we'd like to try to take that and of course, duplicate it in some fashion and hope that it catch fire and say the MBEs, this is a model that works. It's not something, it's not pie in the sky. It will actually work.
Yeah, and I think that is the model that you replicate throughout all the industry groups and or other industries as we move forward in 2015, because they have done just a phenomenal job of what they do. And so between all of the activities that we've planned for the year, I think it's going to be important that our MBE and corporate community kind of buckle up, get plenty of rest, so that they can participate strategically throughout the year, making sure that we've got plenty of opportunities for everyone across the board, and that we're providing them what they need so that they can work together, collaborate. And one of the things I think, Sylvia, you and I talked about mm-hmm. was incorporating some technology into some of the things on the first Fridays.
Exactly. And we're definitely looking to expand. I've had some conversations with some of our really key MBEs in the technology arena who can help us really take advantage of technology, highlight the technology that's out there, and then put it into practical use.
Yeah, I think that innovate with the technology is going to be key for us to really help take it to the next level.
And one of the things that we've also planned to do this year, Stacey, with MBEIC, and it's been very helpful that the board has come and given us guidance on it. We have what we call corporate advisors this year.
That's going to be awesome.
And what that is we have board members and corporate members who have agreed to provide guidance to each industry group chair. And that partnership is going to create all kinds of information, opportunity, mentoring, guidance for that industry group.
That's going to be exciting.
And so
you don't want to miss the industry groups.
Don't want to miss those meetings, because
yeah, I think everyone wants to be
there.
The
corporate advisors will be attending the meetings. They will be helping us with resources for the meetings and part of planning and the agenda items for the meetings. And they might even host it at their workplace. So you will get a bird's eye view of some of the largest corporations in our area. So you want to come to the industry group meetings, because you're not only going to understand about the industry, but you're going to be connected to board members and corporate members who can help you.
I think having that structure is I think it's exciting. And I applaud our board chair, Vanessa Bull, for her tenacity and efforts in putting that in place. And I applaud Carmitra Burton, who is the vice chair, who's going to be shepherding and taking that on and ensuring the success of that. I think that will be awesome for this year.
I think so, too. And I've already, over the past few months, have been working diligently with both Vanessa Bull and Carmitra Burton. And they have really taken this on, and they're taking it serious, and they're committed to the success of it for the MBEs. And so I'm excited about that, and we have been pushing that excitement out to the MBEs to let them know that we have a board and we have corporate members that care about us, and they're trying to put the resources, tools, technology in our hands. So,
well, Sylvia, I would like to tell you that we are excited to have another year under your leadership.
Thank you so much.
The MBIC has done some phenomenal things, and all of that starts with the leader. And under your leadership, they have moved the ball in 2014. I know in 2015, you will take them to new heights. But your commitment, your passion, and just giving of yourself for this organization, we truly, truly appreciate you. We could not be where we are without you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
On behalf of me and my staff, we truly appreciate and we enjoy working with you.
Thank you so much.
As we wrap up this edition of Let's Talk Small Business, we have had a dialogue, Sylvia Neely David, the chair of our Minority Business Input Committee, and myself, Stacey Key, the president and CEO of GMSDC. We've been discussing 2015 as we prepare to launch the 40th anniversary of GMSDC. We're excited that you've decided to join us. We hope that you will join us for each segment of Let's Talk Small Business each Tuesday at 11:30 right here on Business Radio X. And like to thank our sponsors, for without you, this would not be possible. the Coca-Cola Company, Ronstadt, Georgia Power, and the Cox family of companies. We truly appreciate you, and we look forward to an exciting year, realizing tomorrow. Thanks again, and continue to join us.